Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guten Tag.
I don't speak German, but I can if you like.
Lufthansa Flight 449 talking with the St. Louis Tower in audio from liveatc.net as they approach to land at Lambert Airport. Moments before that.
That's the first international flight from...
Fans at Busch Stadium pointing toward the sky, noticing the Airbus A330 soaring overhead.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
And area leaders celebrating outside customs at the airport, Lambert director Rhonda Hamnebrigge.
It is like Christmas as a six-year-old kid, you know, walking downstairs and seeing the tree lit up with all the presents. And I think I get that same feeling. I got the same butterflies in my stomach. We've worked so long and so hard to try to bring back an international flight, and we couldn't be more excited.
Do you get the feeling that they're mostly business travelers, all these St. Louis companies with connections there, or is it a lot of leisure?
I think it's a mixture. I was up at the counter a while ago, and obviously, you know, the business traffic's important, and that's the community that's been asking us for this, but I think it's an opportunity for a lot of students. I think it's an opportunity for a lot of people that have families in Europe.
And Greater St. Louis Inc. CEO Jason Hall says businesses have really been asking for it since... TWA's last flight to Paris in 2001 and American's last plane to London in 2003.
It's one of the things I heard repeatedly from our companies here in this region, large and small. It helps export more St. Louis-made goods to the world. You know, the freight on this flight is absolutely critical.
Those companies with connections include Bayer, Nestle Purina, and Emerson.
I've met with Rodrigo Santos, the CEO of Bayer Crop Science, just moved here from Brazil. He is running the global business from St. Louis, and this flight only increases his ability to do that and attract the talent that he needs to continue to grow that enterprise here.
Does this make you think maybe we can get Bayer to move from New Jersey to St. Louis, or Nestle to, you know, put their North American beyond Purina in St. Louis? I mean, does this create opportunities that wouldn't have been there before?
Absolutely. It's undeniable. Global air connectivity opens up the pipeline of business investment, and our team is already hard at work. You're going to see this 30-member trade delegation. We are hitting the ground, meeting with businesses, making sure it's known the opportunities. Everybody loves to uncover a hidden gem. That's what St. Louis is right now in this resurgence.
KMOX asked Andy Taylor, chairman of Enterprise Holdings, if this flight is a sign the region's got its act together, pulling in the same direction.
The fact that Greater St. Louis exists now in lieu of other multiple organizations that frankly were not functioning well together and frankly did not have as much impact alone, now that they're together, we have, you know, really interesting things going on. You know, real estate-wise in the city, things are happening. Our institutions, we're going to make them better, whether they're educational, medical.
Lufthansa is flying out of Terminal 2, even though its partner United is in T1. It's a function of the current piecemeal layout of Lambert. What's the latest on a possible new terminal? Hamnebrigge says.
So we'll submit the draft this summer of the airport layout plan. Then we'll be doing some environmental work up and through the fall. And then we'll submit the full master plan to the FAA this fall. They'll review that. In the interim, we'll continue to talk and negotiate with the airlines and trying to continue to educate the community. We'll be looking at a lot of different financial models, running all of those numbers, making sure that the airlines agree with the path we're taking and the financial model we're taking. So that's really the critical next step, is just looking at all that financing side and then the support with your carriers.
What's been the response from the carriers or from the city, which I think would have to do bonding, just the different stakeholders? What's been their response since this has come out?
Yeah, it's been actually overwhelmingly positive. I think, you know, the carriers understand some of the challenges we face with two separate terminals, multiple checkpoints, FIS in one terminal, not in the other. So they see long-term the viability of a single terminal. It's more efficient, it's more cost-effective.
County Executive Sam Page says he's on board with a new terminal.
We know that this new design is a winner. We know that it makes it easier for people to travel inside the airport, but as important to that is that it's easily expandable.
And so is Mayor Tashara Jones, who oversees the airport.
I think it's an excellent plan. I've reviewed it with our airport director, and I think that, you know, St. Louis's airport needs a facelift, and this is the perfect time to do it.
KMOX asked if the NFL settlement could help to pay for it.
We're not sure, but like I said before, we want to make sure that whatever we do with that money are investments that people see and feel for many, many years to come.
Lufthansa Senior Director of Sales for the Western U.S., Don Bunkenberg, tells KMOX what he thinks of the current airport.
Well, I think that the current facilities suit our needs actually perfectly, because when the plane arrives, people have a short distance to immigration and customs. Also, from a departure perspective, we have a nice lounge that's very close to the gate. The gate area is quite nice in Terminal 2 that we have.
How does Lufthansa evaluate whether the St. Louis route is working?
Two things. Number one, of course, the amount of passengers, the mix of passengers that you have on board, the seat load factors, but also cargo is very important.
Lufthansa 449 heavy, RNAV DSAP, runway 29, clear for takeoff.
There's another reference to cargo. And remember, the first flight out was full. Hamda Brighi is hopeful.
We thought that's what it would be, but I think when you actually see it happening and you see how strong the bookings and the numbers are, that's important. And from what we're being told, all the way through the summer, we're seeing about an 89% load factor, which is terrific start. Just a terrific start.
Lufthansa 449 heavy, contact departure. Have a good day.
Michael Calhoun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
KMOX News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.